Or maybe it was the meeting inside of the senior center that we talked about. Which was a year you were around here.
I'm Mark Scott.
Okay.
Hold on, we'll get to you.
What?
We'll get to you.
Okay, I just.
You're in the right place.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have my email on there?
Good evening, everybody. This is the Surfside Town Advisory Board, January 21st, 2024. Quick disclaimer, this meeting will be audio and video recorded. Video recording being on the official Surfside Town Advisory Board YouTube channel. No items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Park County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling the toll-free numbers listed on your agenda. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will also be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 64 Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material will also be available on the county's website at clarkcountymd.gov/searchlight. Board members, Kyle Myers, Chairperson, James Allen, Vice Chairperson, Kim Fulton, and Gil Lincoln, Secretary Tammy Harris, and County Liaison Mark Moskowitz. At this time, I'd like to call meeting to order. We all rise for the pledge of allegiance, please.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Kyle Myers here, James Allen,
President,
Kim Fulton, Kim is absent, Caitlin McGinnis.
Here.
And moving on to public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on its agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Anybody out there who'd like to make a public comment on items on this agenda?
Okay.
So we'll get to you in one.
He cannot speak on this.
I thought it was.
This is his item.
Anybody else? Anyone want to speak on this item? Moving on to approval of the agenda for January 31st, 2024, and hold, combine, or delete any items. And I'd like to motion to approve of the agenda for January 31st, 2024.
Second.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. And to informational items, number one, receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz, regarding updates on Clark County resources and any other updates from Clark County. Mark is out sick tonight. So moving on to planning and zoning. Item number one, UC-23-0888, Scott Mark Crowe, use permit for accessory structures on 1.6 acres in the RU rural open land zone. Generally located on the north side of State Highway 164 and approximately 1,800 feet west of US Highway 95 with a searchlight for possible action to the PC on February 20th, 2024.
Yeah. Hello everybody, I'm Mark Scott. I've been coming here most of my life down at the Colorado River. Worked the last 5 years for the railroad over in Searchlight. Meantime, I bought a property a couple of years ago, the one that's described over here, and would like to develop the property. The application has a mention of I didn't see it on the application, but I meant it to be on there. It's a temporary water storage tank. Because the price of water to that property, because it has such a long facing amount on the property facing the street, is $22,000, which I intend on getting the water delivered to the property eventually. For the time being, I'd like to be allowed to keep my, it's less than 200 square feet storage container, and build a fence around the property, which, if you looked at the notes, it's 5.5 feet high, built of basically a field woven fence, I think it says. I'll just read the letter. To whom it may concern, I am applying for a use permit to allow an accessory structure before the primary dwelling where a primary structure is required in conjunction with the accessory structure per table 30.40-1 on parcel hashtag 243-34-201-007 for a 9x12 water tank so I may water to keep the dust down while work is being performed, also to water plants and beautify the land and have fire water on the property. I also have an 8x20 storage container to keep tools, materials, and equipment secure. I would like to construct a fence and keep the temporary water storage up before building a home. The fence will be constructed of 48-inch woven field fencing with 6x8 wooden posts, which will be buried 2.5 feet in the ground, so the fence will only be 5.5 feet tall. I intend to place a mobile home on this lot in the future, however, it is not financially feasible at this time. So sincerely, Mark Scott, I appreciate your consideration. That's it.
Are you done with your presentation? All right. Thank you, sir. And so this is a public hearing. Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this item? This will not be a back and forth discussion. After the public makes your questions, comments, we'll then turn it over to the board and we will speak with the applicant directly. But is there anybody here that would like to speak on this item?
Hello, everyone. Diane Kendall, K-E-N-D-A-L-L, 185 East Price Street. I believe, I'm just going to tell you how I feel about things. Mark's here because he didn't apply for his permits before he did anything, and he got turned into public response. He had every option to look into permitting before he even bought the property. I have major concerns over the fact that I don't want to set a precedent for people putting water tanks up in our community. If you have a water tank, you can only fill it if you use a licensed water hauler. In addition to not doing his homework, he didn't go to NDOT to get a permit for access to his property. And those are my concerns. We have enough problems with storage. I've heard through the grapevine that he's going to be bringing in some travel trailers. And I don't want another storage in Searchlight. We already have too many and they've all been turned into public response.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this side?
Donna Moore, 7 on State Highway 164, Searchlight. I live right across the street at Cree's Mobile Home Park. I was the one that originally spoke to him when I saw him over there doing work, and I was the one that advised him to go to the building and planning department to get permission to do anything first. His comments to me at that time were he was going to use it for storage, several trailers, maybe motorhomes, maybe boats, and that he might even put horses on the property. Again, I advised him to go, and I told him I'm not going to live across the street from that. It devalues the price of my home. It devalues the price of the park that I currently manage. It will be an eyesore, and I highly recommend you dying. I don't have a problem with him putting the fencing up to try to secure the property while he does the work. But as far as waiting to place a mobile home on the property, my personal opinion is he should have thought about that before he bought the land in order to do that. And I don't think he's ever going to put a hook up to water because of the cost. I also don't believe he'll ever put an actual home on the property. I think he'll just sit there. So he's been advised of what he should do and what he shouldn't do. And he's taken upon himself to take the opposite direction. So my recommendation would be to deny it. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this item? Anybody?
Judy Bundorf, B-U-N-D-O-R-F, Grandpa's Road. As all of you on the board know, I've worked long and hard to try to protect the entire area around Searchlight from industrialization. They have an amazing resource here, and Searchlight for years has called themselves the gateway to Lake Mojave. They are also the logical gateway to the new national monument. As such, I think there is an opportunity for possibly restaurants, another motel, and just to have a community that looks like something other than cheap storage. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak on this item? Anybody else?
I'd like to rebut if I can.
Give us one moment, sir.
I'm sorry, I wanted to add one more thing, and also, I've got the owner of the park that just arrived. He's now accessing that property without the NDOT approval, which is permitting, which is what Diane talked about. He's actually made four entrances. He's ran over some of the Joshua trees, some of the other lot, the plants that are out there. He just accesses it right off of 164, however he feels. So I just want that noted also. So there's no actual access. If you look at what the planning department put down, they said he does have to have approval in order to get off of that. He hasn't even designated what he's going to do with that yet. So it's just done willy-nilly at this point in time, however it feels like access. Jennifer, did you want to say something?
Excuse me. Yes.
Hi, Jennifer Walker, Crees Mobile Home Park owner. I'm sorry that I was late, had a commitment, got here as quick as I could, but we are strongly opposed to this. Our property is clean, it's neat, it's safe, and having the equivalent of a storage yard right across the street is not only going to diminish every one of my residents' property values, it's going to diminish the overall value of the park, and it's just not okay. I've got the little cards that I will be sending in to Clark County saying I do not support this, and that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak on this side? All right, I'm now closing this to the public, and I'm going to allow the applicant to review and answer any questions that were asked by the public.
Sorry if I offended anybody by not following the proper channels. I wasn't aware that I required a building permit, and then it became obvious when I put the water tank on there that I upset several people. It's not my wish to make a storage yard. I would have the fence built already, but the code compliance had stopped me in my tracks. And when I called about the access to the property, they said, well, you've got 900 some odd feet on the facing street. You know, you can access it where you like. So I haven't tried to just willy-nilly go every single way. I have one main access point in the middle across from Buffalo Street there. And I do intend to improve the property. I don't want it to be an eyesore. I want it to blend in and complement the existing buildings and just the whole look of the country here, which I love myself too. I don't want it, you know, downgraded in any way. You know, I didn't buy the property to just throw money away or downgrade the entire thing. And about the mobile homes or whatever, or travel trailers, I have 1/5 wheel, and I know I can't put it there until I have a structure there. So I'm working with the planning department and the building department, and I'll do whatever it takes to follow up and hopefully not offend anyone else and appease everyone's needs, you know, and become a good neighbor in the community. Thank you. That's all I have.
At this time, I'm going to open it to the board and allow the board member to ask questions, make comments. Mr. Scott, if you could remain at the podium for us to ask you questions.
And so am I seeing, if I'm reading this right, is there a revisitation on this in 2 years to make sure the improvements are completed?
Yes.
You mentioned the code enforcement. I told you you didn't need an access to the property.
Oh, no. I've called numerous departments in Clark County, and I didn't get their name, but they advised me that I really didn't need a exact point of entry, which I have a map here that shows my intent. I thought it would be part of the package. Do you see it?
What are you referring to?
It's basically a layout for site plan.
We didn't receive any site plans.
Okay, well, I have a site plan drawn up.
It is turned into Clark County?
Yeah. I'm surprised it's not part of this package.
It looks like it's turned in according to this index. Second page. It's not a map, but it says for the site plan.
If you'd like to view the one I drew and submitted it, I'm surprised it's not part of the package.
Tammy, would we be able to get a copy of that from Clark County?
Not at my, no. You can get those and review it if you like.
If you could bring that to us, please.
It shows my intent of putting a gate in the middle of the property. The storage is there, and the water tank's there. And I plan on putting shrubs there. And it shows the offsets.
If the board would like, I can make comments.
Part of the application says there's no landscaping proposed for this project, so there's really nothing holding me into that, right? To planting shrubs and...
It's been a long process, and I've submitted a lot of emails and paperwork, and I visited the planning department on 3 different occasions, and I'm surprised that that's not part of it.
Would you be able to elaborate what public response had told you about what was going on with your property?
I just know that the code compliance has basically attacked me and other individuals. I haven't got any negative feedback from anybody personally. Before purchasing the property, I advised the realtor, Diane Kendall, of my intent, which is slowly developing a property by building a fence and putting a storage building. She said that would be fine as long as the fence wasn't tall and part of the building was no more than 200 square feet. I later found out that the water would be $22,000 because of that amount of the facing property to the street. That's why the water price is so high. And when I mentioned it to Diane, she said, well, you should have read the fine print. And that's really the only back and forth I've had on it at all, which I was surprised since I was her customer that she was so abrasive to me.
Okay, but what about the code enforcement set?
Oh, the code of enforcement? It was my shortcoming putting that water tank up. I didn't realize the gravity of by doing that would cause. And so I've tried to keep it and go through the channels to see if I can keep it. And you know, I'm just going one day at a time on this, trying to develop it and do the best I can with it.
I have one more question on the water tank. It was brought up that someone who is licensed has to come out to fill it. Is that your intention? Do you have someone already that is licensed coming out and filling that?
It was my understanding that I could purchase water from a public entity, such as a fire department or a private citizen or a licensed provider. Okay. And I'm willing to do that.
James, you want to apply to that?
Yeah, a lot of moving parts, I think, in this, unfortunately. Mr. Harold, as you know, you've heard comments. We're trying to improve the appearance and the quality of life here in town. And it's difficult. It really is, because people come in and they have ideas. And a lot of times the pocketbook isn't as big as their ideas, and then the town suffers because we're small. We're very small, and anything that stands out, nice or otherwise, I mean, that's the town now. You stated here that right now you don't have the money for the water, the mobile home. Is that financial picture going to be improved here in the next few months, or?
Actually, I've decided to wait on the mobile home, and I want to build a storage structure, a garage. And by doing that, I would be able to get an address and bring water to the property, which I fully intend to do. And I appreciate the improvements that you people have made in the community. I'm for improving the looks of it. I mean, I've noticed since the 5 years I've been here a substantial change, and I don't want to be any part of a negative outlook. And I would just like to get my permits, build my fence, and when I do that, it's going to look a lot better, and there won't be my fencing stored and such. And as I stated before, I want to be a productive part of the community.
No disrespect, Mr. Scott, I don't think the fence is really what people are having an issue with here. I'm just kind of curious why you're moving forward with this application when it sounds like you're not ready to do any of the stuff that you're applying for.
Well, I can afford a storage structure, and I can afford to bring the water on the property, but as you know, anybody that's done building here, you know, if I put a mobile home in, you know, that's going to be a substantial cost. And what goes with that is a leach
so
line.
Is there another reason you actually bought the property? Is because it's seeming like you're using the mobile home thing to kind of get one over on us, in my opinion.
A mobile home thing? Well,
because you keep bringing it up, but then you can't really state when you're going to do that. And then you're talking about now you're going to have storage. And
well, at this time, you know, I've done a lot of thinking. And at this time, I can afford a storage building to start. My wife retires in approximately 6 years, and when she does, we'll have access to a lot of money she has in her account. At this time, we're counting on my income and my savings to get through and make small improvements on the property.
I also brought up about the access. Have you, because Clark County, it's not Clark County Road, it's a state highway. So, you know, there needs to be an access to it. Have you contacted NDOT in regards to?
What I've done is just showed them the site plan the last time I went to the planning department. And I'm surprised it didn't come as part of the package.
For the access road?
Yes.
Okay.
With the, if you look at the gate on that site plan, that's my proposal.
NDOT is not part of Clark County.
Yes, so you'd have to go to.
All right. And I think that's who I contacted years ago about the entrance, the access. And at that time they said, no, you don't need a permit, you can access it because you have this huge facing property right on the street and there's no obstructions. I understand the concerns about it being on a main highway and the setbacks, and it needed to be a designated driveway. I don't know about a street, but it needs to be at least a designated driveway.
Can you spoke with the Fire Prevention Bureau?
No.
Seems a part of staff's recommendation here was for you to get a hold of Fire Prevention to discuss providing the fire apparatus access road in accordance with Section 503 of the International Fire Code and Clark County Code Title 13. Fire service features, applicant to show fire hydrant locations on site within 750 feet. Applicant has advised that fire protection may be required for this facility and to contact Fire Prevention for further information. So you have not done that yet.
This is the first I've seen of that portion of the requirement. And I thought that it was part of my proposal because of asking for the fire water tank, that part of it, if accepted, would be a usable fire hydrant or access point to the water.
Well, I guess my concern is you bought the property, but there's no, if you said, hey, I'm going to be out there in 6 months, mobile home, I've got an order, we're going to be doing the project, water's coming in, power, but I don't hear that. I just hear you want to put a storage facility first, may or may not be a mobile home, depending on the finances. There's a lot of things that aren't really concrete yet, so I have a problem.
That's the first time I...
Real quick, sir, that to James's point, I also don't see anything regarding the sewer. And if you're planning to put a mobile home there, you know,
yeah,
need sewer.
That would all be part of the improvements when I...
But if we were to do this now and approve this item, I mean, I guess you wouldn't need it, right? So there's really nothing binding you to that at this point. Please feel free to answer James' concern.
I'm sorry, could you repeat to me concern there?
Well, I guess the whole picture bothers me because you've got land. You say here, and you said publicly that you want to put a mobile home on there eventually, but there's no time frame for that.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
If you said to me, hey, in 6 months, we're getting the trailer in, we've got it on order, we're just waiting on, you know, the process, get the county out there and grade the land. But I don't hear that. I just hear you want to put a storage facility on there. I don't see any concrete plans to do much else at this point.
Okay, well, I have to admit it's been a fluid situation. And when the last time I contacted the building department and left the planner, I intended on going back to the building department and getting a permit, but I decided to wait because I want to talk it over with my wife and decide exactly what house we want. I don't want to just throw something up that I don't want to be happy with, you know, after a major, you know, expenditure. You know, I want her to be happy, and I want to be comfortable as well. And it's my understanding that if I build a structure such as a garage, it's not for any public storage or anything like that, that I would be allowed to have an address. At that point, get water brought to the property, and from that point, plan on getting a livable structure, and of course, the leach line, the power, and again, the water delivered. And again, I want to stress that it's a temporary water tank.
If you decide to buy a mobile home, I would suggest, and it's just my opinion, not binding on anybody, are you? When you buy the mobile home, if you get it from a dealer, they're going to do all that for you. A contractor will come out, put everything in. Because right now you're fighting against a lot of things you don't know, and you're having a hard time, and the town's a little upset. So I think you need to really sit down and come up with a better plan.
Okay, well, I was just trying to get this approved, but it's obviously it's not going to be. As far as the water tank, I'm willing to remove the water tank, and I should have done it immediately after all this causing all this turbulence. So now I agree I need to get the water tank out of there as soon as I can, and I'm perfectly willing to do that. I do want to go on with my fence and my portable storage container.
And I will add to that, I mean, me personally, I don't think the water tank is my biggest concern. I think it's more of your plan for the future and how many times we've had people come in and buy lots and add storage and bring boats and kind of cause a ruckus. So I think everyone's just a little nervous on that, at least for myself. So I think just mostly a better future plan. And kind of knowing that this is your game plan for, even if it is the next 6 years, saying, this is what I'm going to do in that 6 years, and when that happens, then we'll come back and revisit for the future improvements.
I agree, that I agree with Kayla on that point. The town is all for properties being developed, people coming in, moving the town. I mean, why wouldn't we be for that, right? I think we've just been kind of shepherded so many times that, you know, it's like this iron defense going up, right? Everyone's kind of getting sick of it, you know? And we've seen it time and time again, and it's increased tremendously in the last couple of years.
It's my understanding that this type of storage will not be allowed, so why would I attempt it? I have not tried to park any sort of mobile home, car, boat, or anything on there because, for one thing, I was ordered to, you know, finally after I got an extension and called back to follow up on that, the person told me that, you know, I wasn't supposed to be building my fence until I got this approved. So I've stopped. And, you know, I want to be, like I said, a productive part of the society and, just improve the property as much as I can, you know, as time goes by, and follow right. These time and periods.
Right, and I hope you can do that, sir, with a more solid plan. I think this is a little premature.
Okay, well, I appreciate your consideration, and I didn't want to upset anybody in any way.
And I want to say I appreciate you coming out here with the permit and talking to us about this, and that will definitely help when you come back, too.
Okay, I'm looking forward to being part of the community. I don't want to be a problem. Thank you.
And just to add one more point, Mr. Harold, you can...
It's Mark Scott, by the way.
Oh, okay, Mark Scott, Mr. Mark or Mr. Scott?
Mark Harold Scott.
Okay. We've had people put boat storage in, all kinds of boats, and then come to us wanting all these waivers after they've been here for 6 months. There was another property just sold here recently, right on the highway through the town. Next thing we know, there's a fence around it, temporary fencing in a parking lot, and nobody knows what's going on because there's no permits with that, so we have to deal with that. So we've been burnt and burnt and burnt, and we're trying to avoid it, so.
Well, again, I don't want to be part of that. I want to be on the good side, all right?
Appreciate that. Do we have a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to deny the request.
You have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion to deny. It's a final vote. So the zoning item. Moving on to general business, we have none. So comments by the general public, period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. Any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board by majority vote. Anybody like to speak? Okay, so our next meeting date is Valentine's Day. Nice date night with everybody. And I'd like to motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thanks for coming, everybody.